the road, tell him.
George Meany is calling you.
Hi, my friend.
Hiya, Mr. President.
Oh, I don't know. I'm about ready to get the take off, go to Canada Avenue, Mexico, you think? Leave it up to you. Can you handle this crowd?
I think you're doing all right.
They're shooting women at night, and they're going around to their robes on, and tarring and feathering people. I don't know what to do about it. I thought I'd said a prayer when they broke up down there and Martin Luther King left. I thought, well, now we're out of this one.
Yeah.
But then this other thing happened. We caught them. We had it right on goods on them. We worked all night, but we caught every damn one of them and fired the shots.
Good. Mr. President, I wanted to just put in a word for Morris Novick, who I've known for many, many years and who's been our consultant over the years on radio and television stuff. And
he's on this USIA thing.
Yes, sir. That's the fella.
Well, do you want him reappointed?
I sure do.
Well, damn if you're not getting everybody around here these days. When are you going to let me appoint a Johnson man?
Well, I tell you, this fella is really...
You just got through appointing Cliff Cases, man, and now you... Will you let me have one appointment down through the year sometime?
I sure will.
All right, well, just call him and tell him he'll be reappointed if that's what you want.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
I know who runs the labor movement in this country, and I know who's for the country.
Yeah.
And you are.
Well,
you know, I'm mighty proud of you. You're American before you're a labor leader. And you...
I hope I'll stay that way.
Well, you will. But as long as I'm around here, you will. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.